Welcome to Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick from Holistic Chiropractic Center at Liberty Village in Stillwater. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired, keep listening. Healthy Living features topics, tips, and tricks for a healthier you. And now, Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick.
If you have a nagging health problem, please give me a call to make an appointment at 651-342-2083. Putting the health back into healthcare, this is Dr. David Wick, and the number is 651-342-2083. Right now, it's not easy to find any place that's free from the sounds of coughing and sneezing. Yes, the cold and flu season is in full force. No matter how good our preventive steps might be, even healthy individuals can become infected, and most people can expect to catch a cold at least a time or two each year. When one has the common cold, the most likely symptoms include clogged nose, watery eyes, hacking coughs with mucus, mild chest discomfort, mild tiredness, and minor aches and pains. These symptoms usually occur without a fever and tend to develop over a few days, typically resolving within 1 or 2 weeks. Relieving some symptoms makes one's cold more tolerable by cutting down on the amounts of mucus and the frequency of coughing and congestion. When one has the flu, the initial symptoms may seem like a cold with runny nose, sneezing, and sore throat, but they usually feel much worse and with a quicker onset of symptoms. The most common long-term flu symptoms include fever, headache, chills, severe aches and pains, severe tiredness, severe chest discomfort, and coughing with little mucus. People are contagious even before they realize they have flu symptoms, and one can be contagious for about 10 days after symptoms first appear. For prevention's sake, be sure to wash your hands frequently, especially before preparing food or eating. Good hygiene hand washing with soap takes about 20 to 30 seconds, but it's recommended to double that during the cold and flu season to cover 50 seconds or so. Hand sanitizers also help, but it's necessary that hands be free of any debris first in order for the sanitizers to be most effective. If you have a cold or the flu, be sure to get extra sleep. And remember to always cover your coughs and sneezes with the inner crook of your elbow or use a facial tissue. As a holistic chiropractic provider, I believe that though the chiropractic adjustment is not total prevention of colds and flu, it changes the tone of the nervous system and supports the body's defenses. Dietary prevention includes scaling way back on sugary carbohydrates, which have been demonstrated to decrease the body's immunity less than 30 minutes after consumption, and then for several hours more. In fact, the immune impairment by sugar may be as much as 50% within 2 hours of eating or drinking as little as 3.5 ounces of carbs. The more sugar that is consumed, the more immune impairment that is expected. Another way of looking at this is that drinking orange juice is not true prevention of colds or flu, no matter how much it is enriched with ascorbic acid. On the other hand, choosing a variety of vegetables that are whole food sources of many vitamins and minerals can give the body the immune support it needs. Some of my favorites include broccoli, cauliflower, red bell peppers, Brussels sprouts, and dark leafy greens. Of course, good old-fashioned chicken soup made with bone broth is helpful too. Follow these tips, and I'm sure your body will be better able to meet the demands placed upon it this season.
For more information on healthy living, visit drdavidwick.com. To benefit from Dr. Wick's holistic chiropractic, call 651-342-2083. 651-342-2083. Join us again for Healthy Living with Dr. David Wick next week at this time.